Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and tonight is Friday night, and we're going to have a wonderful program, so just stay tuned. We also have our special Friday night question and answer time, so if you want to call in, you can. The phone number is 646. We'll repeat it again during the show. So it's 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 9009. So if you wish to just ask questions about the light shift, about healings, that would be wonderful. And it's mainly designed for the new people, but naturally everybody gets information on it. So if you are new, definitely call in and ask some questions, or at least listen. So let's do some clearing here. And we'll do a clearing for one of your events that happened to you, a situation. Maybe in the last week or so, just think of something. Nothing really comes up, which normally things happen daily, but if you can't figure out anything, then think of something that happened to you throughout your lifetime, and we'll clear the emotional trauma and densities out of that for you. So whenever you're ready, here we go. So I'm going to count to five to release it. This is emotional trauma, so this is how quick the light shift works. Nothing for you to do. There's no processing for you to do. Nothing for you to try to push it out of you, because you don't have the information and all what needs to be done to do that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. It's released. So some people try to use different modalities of healing that they've been taught in their lifetime, and the light shift clearings are nothing like what you've experienced here in the physical. We'll do a mental body clearing here. These are both invisible bodies that we're doing. And this is like a left and right brain balancing. So if you have anything that was kind of off mentally for you, here we go. We're going to clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do another clearing sample. Let's do and go a little deeper. This is your trauma body. The emotional one normally takes care of most of what you're dealing with in this lifetime, but the trauma actually goes a little deeper. Just depends what body you're using to store this stuff in. So if you're used to having a lot of traumas in your life, or you think that they're traumas, maybe to you it's a trauma, where somebody else it would be nothing at all. So, but if you are using the trauma body, it's kind of like a file folder, we'll say, on your computer. What folder do you put your situations in? So we're going to clear out one of your events out of that, say, file folder of situations, and the heading is for trauma. So think of something, and think of one that maybe really upsets you. We'll release the energy from it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and there's some more energy there. Somebody has some good trauma. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do a pain body. This is for your physical body as you relate to physical pain. So think of a time that you may have had pain. You might not have it right now, but sometimes the pain, you know, can recycle, or that pain can have you have a situation in that location, and it's always with you. So let's take away one of these energies. So maybe you hurt your shoulder 10 years ago, had pain in it, and your shoulder has never worked properly. Maybe it's a little stiff or something. Maybe it's carrying the pain energy. So we're going to release that now. So remember, it's up to you to specify what you want to have healed, because the light always sees you in pure perfection. The light does not judge its creations. So it can't judge you. Whatever you experience is your experience. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Sylvia, are you out there tonight, Sylvia?
Hi, I'm here, and welcome everyone to Friday Night with the Creation Light Shift. And we welcome your questions, your comments, your requests. I have a couple of things I'd just like to go over quickly before we go any further. For those of you that were listening at the beginning, I just want to clear up that the phone numbers that Ron was giving to call in were not the BBS numbers. In case you would like to call and talk, he was actually talking about a special question and answer show that's going to happen after the radio program ends. So it'll be at about 8 p.m. Pacific tonight. And it allows you to interact with Ron and just ask any question that you have about the lightship, about the kinds of clearings that Ron does. You can talk with other people and get their experiences on the clearings they've had. So it's a really great opportunity. So to go over that again, I believe that number, correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, but I believe that is 646-519-5800 with a PIN number of 9009. So once again, that's 646-519-5800 and PIN 9009. And that starts in about 1 hour from now. Meantime, if you'd like to interact with us during the broadcast here, you can go onto the BBS Fast Chat link and type in a question, comment, or request. And we also have a very special guest co-host tonight who we'll be bringing on in just a moment. And so we're going to have lots of very interesting conversations and healing requests and things like that for tonight. So I just wanted to mention that so everyone wouldn't be mixed up between the two calls. So if you're calling BBS, the phone number is 415-762-1161. Although you'll have to, I guess, find out from the station whether they have enough lines to put you on tonight, because we have a guest co-host too, or guest sponsor rather. Okay, so on that note, we have Chris with us, and Chris is a young man who's been with the Creation Lightship now, having clearings and so forth, I think over the past year or so, maybe longer, and it's just really delightful to have him on. Has lots of good experiences with the clearings and in life. So, Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm not talking with the mute on for once.
Okay, great. Well, welcome. Thank you so much again for being a sponsor for the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And do you have any particular topic that you'd like to discuss tonight?
Yes. First, I got a couple. The first topic I want to talk about is all the new additions onto the site. I mean, there's so much new stuff going on. I checked it all out, and I got my little notes here, so I really want to express my gratitude by bringing it up tonight.
Great. Great. So you're talking about Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and the new clearings that are available there?
Yep, the new clearings, the new options. They got some new stuff on there, additions. The very first thing is on the main page at the very top. It's actually on, I think it's on any page. Yeah, it's on any page that you go to. And they finally put the Mind to Heart drop at the very top of the page.
Yay.
Exactly. And I'm just like, wow, you know? Now people have access to the heart energy wherever it is that they go on the website. You could be at work, things are getting you down, you just press play, all of a sudden you're in a different place and you can really work in your zone. So I love it. Now, I didn't get a chance to mention this before, but I always love coming on to sponsor the show, because as soon as it begins, you're like surrounded with the Creation Lightship energy. It's almost like being on the conference call, you know? And I'm sure you're familiar with this, Sylvia. Like, you're just in a completely different place.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, it's very interesting, because I came in just a moment before the radio tonight from a very hectic day of so much going on and so much energy, and instantly as I you know, connect in. I feel calmer, more centered, more kind of energized, but in a very restful, peaceful way. And it just brings you back to yourself. So, yeah, I totally support that in what you're saying, and I'm glad you're experiencing that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't get the opportunity to get your questions answered, right, in a subject that isn't necessarily widely speculated about, and get a healing at the same time. But anyway, that's just how I feel about that. Had to bring that up. If you click on the drop-down box, you have the mind-to-heart drop. You have why physical healings are complicated. It has two alien energy removals and the five-day samples, all from this little green bar that's at the top of the screen. So basically the things that are always being talked about on the show, people can just go to and check it out whenever they want to, new and old, you know. You can get reacquainted. So that's the first thing that I wanted to bring up. Now, let's see. Ah, yes, the new clearings. Okay, as soon as they came up, I'm a bit of a night owl, and I'm on the website a lot. So whenever I see, and I'm guessing that you're kind of like this too, whenever you see this come up on the website, but whenever you go to the site and you see something new randomly, like you refresh your page or something along those lines, and all of a sudden there's a new addition, it's like, ah, yeah. So I see now that they finally put the magnetic and twisted body alignment on the website. It's right underneath the light infusion healing and right above the self-empowerment healing. You'll see the magnetic and twisted body alignment. Man, I started that today while I was at work. Like, where do I even begin? Okay, so I started it, and immediately I felt heavy, like immediately, you know? I felt heavy, I felt dizzy, my stomach started to feel nauseous, and I was like, whoa, I didn't even think that my magnetic bodies were so out of alignment. Can you talk about what this clearing is first, Ron, so I can go more into detail?
Yeah, what happens is we have these invisible energetic bodies with us. We can't see them. We don't even know that they're there, because if you can't see them, you know, you don't recognize them. And these bodies store, like I said earlier, which is what we try to clean out, you know, some of these here, they just store our negative situations, traumas, experiences inside of them. And what happens is the dark side, okay, these bodies are put in place by the Earth Spirit to protect your physical body. So everything is all in alignment. Just think of looking down, you know, a line of telephone poles. They're all perfect. They're all facing the same direction. So what happens is the dark side decided to lessen that connection between these invisible energetic bodies and the energy that comes into you and your spirit. So we'll just say that your spirit is like the catcher. It sees some psychic attack energy coming, and it kind of puts up its catcher's mitt and it throws the ball, we'll say, the negative energy into whatever body you're using, just to make it really simple. Well, the dark side said, gee, we want to disempower that person even more so that we can affect their body, so we're now going to twist the body and move it. And so the moving is the magnetic one, so it actually goes out of sync with you. And so your spirit now really can't find that body because it's not facing the same direction that it's used to. So maybe it's used to, in a sense, throwing that negative energy to the home plate. Well, now it's over here at first base, and it doesn't know really where it is. It can find it at some point, but it's still not going to be in alignment to take all of the energy. And sometimes they can spin this thing around a couple of times. So right away it's very confusing for your physical body and also your spirit to keep track and to actually hold and store this energy. So when you bring them back into alignment, you're actually bringing these bodies back into spiritual integrity with your physical body and your spirit. And some people I've worked with, their bodies was out over maybe 1,000 degrees. And that's a lot. I'd say the average body being out is going to be probably about 200 degrees now, for what I have found for working with most people. Typically, you're going to be out, I think the lowest that I found is about 60 degrees, and most people are going to be probably about 250. So somewhere in the middle there is where most of the bodies are. And so the dark side takes it and will twist it from left to right around. I've never seen anything come the other direction yet, but that could be possible. So when I do the clearing, I count backwards. This is when I do it in person, 10 degrees at a time. On the website, I can't do that because I can't do a reading for each person because it's done on the internet, but the light beams do it for you. And so you turn these bodies, and when you're doing the clearing, you might actually feel the energy move inside of you, which is probably what most people are going to feel. So after you get that body put into the proper orientation, we'll just say at 0 degrees, now what you do next is the twisted body. So they can actually take that body and, like, twist it, you know, like having your hand on a piece of dough, one hand on the dough on each side, and you start twisting it around. So now it's like a corkscrew. And that makes it even worse because now you can't hold the energy either, or like wringing out a sponge. So the twisted body actually reverses that process and gets that body so that it's whole and complete and not twisted energetically inside of you. So I'll turn it back over to you, Chris, and you can maybe talk about maybe what you experienced during that. And what I will say is that almost everybody that I can think of that I've done this healing with, they feel the inside of their body move. And it's quite an interesting sensation when you feel that. And you might even feel like you want to throw up at times because it's so far out. So anyway, that could be, in a sense it's a side effect, but it's getting aligned properly because you're not used to it. Once it's aligned, you feel great. But the process from moving it, you normally can have a situation or feel this, the energy moving. So back to you, Chris. You can comment on what you felt on this clearing.
Can I say something real quick first? So Ron, would you say then that the purpose that the dark side has in doing this is to keep you out of your body and keep you out of the moment?
Oh, yes. And it also, it's allowing them to steal more energy from you and to prevent you from healing. So this healing is very good for somebody who maybe has tried some of our healings. Maybe they haven't got very good results on it or something like that. And it's only because these bodies are corrupted and they're turned and twisted. So it's just another thing the dark side does that we've discovered. It's very unfortunate, but at least we have a cure for that, we'll say. So that's what it does. It puts you back so that you feel better. And normally you feel lighter and happier and probably more present, more complete, more intact inside of yourself.
Okay, Chris, so what did you experience today when you were doing the clearing?
Basically, all of the above. I mean, starting from the very beginning with the magnetic clearing, I put in my name, I chose body one, I went to magnetic, and I hit start. And like I said, it felt like I was, like one part of my body was at a starting point, and the other part of my body was like on a roller coaster track, just like really, really far away, you know? Like picture a roller coaster and you're at the very front of the line about to get on the line. Now my legs were still standing on the platform where I would enter the ride, but like my top part of my body was on the ride already halfway down the track. That's what I felt like when I first started the clearing, and then, you know, coming back was the journey. So I felt the nauseousness in my stomach. I felt my whole body moving. There was one time where I felt like I was on a, you know how you, when you go on a merry-go-round, you know, back when you were a kid or something, or an adult, whatever, and you'll go like really, really fast, and then you'll come off the merry-go-round and you'll just lay on the ground and you'll still feel like you're spinning even though you're just sitting down and you're lying down. That's exactly what I felt like. I was spinning, but I was completely staying in the same place. And what's interesting about it was, even though I was experiencing all of this, it was still gentle. It was still healing me. And I was excited, because if there's anything that I've realized from doing these healings, is anything that feels heavy in the beginning means that I had it really bad, and it's going to be really good once it's over. Because once that first magnetic alignment finished, I mean, I felt amazing. Like, I felt like the body that was corrupted had never felt this way, as far as I knew before, in my life. Like, the amount of spirit that I could fit in me then was like, I can't even talk properly. So, you know, there was a lot of yawning, there was a lot of dizziness, it was heavy, but it was amazing once it wrapped up. Once it got to, like, the last 10 seconds, I felt everything coming into alignment, my spirit was happy, my body was happy, it was like this reunion that took place. It was amazing. And then once the twisted body started, I felt like a slinky, just like really, really, really coiled up all around myself. And I just felt like I was unraveling, going back into balance. It was very, very interesting. And I don't know if this is possible or not, but it felt like one of my bodies was tied in a knot. That's just what it felt like. I don't know if that's possible, but that's what it felt like. And once that was over, I felt the same energy that I feel whenever I do the circulatory clearing. And once my twisted body was done, it was like the first body that was happy with the reunion was like welcoming it. So it was pretty cool. As far as how I was perceiving, because the way that I perceived life was different just after doing those two bodies, like, immediately. I all of a sudden didn't feel as negative thoughts just weren't, it's like they just dropped away. Like, as soon as my bodies were back into balance, they had nothing to hold on to. So I also think that the magnetic bodies are a way for negativity to like stick onto you, to hold on to you, because as soon as they came into balance, they just dropped off, you know? What else? Let me think. Now, I have a couple of injuries. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, while you're thinking for a moment, I just wanted to say what a great way of describing that was, about how at the start of a clearing, it can feel, you know, heavy as you experience the different energies that are coming up to be cleared or whatever. And then as you go through it, it gets lighter and lighter, and you just feel amazing. And that heaviness at the beginning may just, like you said, be a sign of, wow, you really had something there to clear. And even though you may not have been aware of its presence before, once you get into the clearing and once it's lifted, then you feel, wow, so this is what it's like to have more of my spirit energy present in the moment, you know, and in my body.
Yep.
And you just didn't even know before. So that's really awesome, Chris.
It's so funny that, 'cause now I can look at what took place during the clearing, and I can see, like, you know, where I was missing, like, parts of myself, and, like, how negativity had the ability to just stay there like flypaper, you know? And, you know, for a while I was thinking to myself, you know, I stay pretty consistent with these healings. Yeah, I feel great. But for some reason, there's something that's eluding me. I haven't hit my really, really big one. The last really, really big one I hit was the centuries clearing, right? So ever since then, I'm just looking around, you know, what could it be? What could it be? What could it be? And I promise you, the clearing that you kind of, sort of, maybe think about once in a blue moon that you feel like you want to do, but not really, that's probably the one that's eluding you most, because it's the one that has the most negativity. Because honestly, I wasn't even thinking about doing it. If I didn't see that it was new and I wanted to try it, I probably would have still kept off it. And now I'm so glad that I did it, because Man, I, what was it? Wow, say. All I can say is wow. All I can say is wow, you know? It's really, boy, it's really changed the way that I am. I feel so much calmer. I feel like I can focus because my focus was like nothing before. And I said I was doing it at work. My coworkers were kind of like, they were looking at me like, who is this guy? Because for the remainder of my shift, I was a completely different person, you know? I was seeing my energy wasn't leaking as much. I mean, for what we can understand this clearing to do, I think it does a lot more. Because I don't know, I feel revolutionary, or revolutionized, I guess I should say.
Well, maybe this would be a great time to ask Ron if he could do a sample clearing for everyone so they could experience a little bit of it for themselves.
Okay, let's do that then, I guess. So here we go. So we'll take one of your bodies here, and maybe you have many of these, and we'll take one of them and move it back from a 100-degree point back to as far as it needs to go. Back to zero. So if you have a body that's, say, only 60 degrees off, then it'll be completely fixed. If you have one that's 200 degrees, then it's still going to be 100 degrees off. Here we go. But you will probably feel this here. So this is what I do when I do them in person, but the website is actually a little different, and you have more clearings on it. So here we go. 100 degrees, so going to turn it, 90, and 80. Most people feel it in their solar plexus, 70, 60 degrees, and 50. So I'll kind of stop there, and you might want to move your body a little bit, see how this is affecting you, and 40 degrees, turning it back, 30, and 20, 10, and there we go. So that just moved that one body 100 degrees back to wholeness, okay? If it's, you know, 1,000 degrees off, we just changed it 100 degrees. Now it's at 900. But you may actually feel the way it feels here. So here we go. Let's do, now that was the magnetic body. Now the magnetic body gets twisted. That's the other second part of the clearing here. So you want to do that one after you do the complete magnetic body. Then you go to the next clearing, which will be the twisted body. So here we go. 100 degrees. Oh, man. 90. Jiminy. 80. Take a deep breath here. 70. Oh, man. Not even at 50 yet. 60. And 50. I'll take a short 15-second break here. Oh, boy. And 40. You should be feeling this, people out there. 30, 20, 10, and there we go. Zero. So that took that and corrected part of the energy from the twisted body. So maybe you have some comments there from people. Did you feel that one, Chris? I don't know how many you've actually worked with. I don't know if I mentioned that, but most people, I would say probably have, to be perfectly honest, starting off at about 20 of these things, okay? And wow. You could, you know, we have up to 50 online, so you can do up to 50 of these bodies. And it's all the same price. I think it's $150 to do both types. That's total for both of them. Before what I was doing, and I discounted it down, I was charging $10 per body. And then I put a cap on it at 15 bodies, which would be $150. And that would be times two, which would be $300. So it's basically half price on the website here. And then if you wanted to do more of them after 50, then you can do the unlimited because, you know, it's possible you want to stay current. And that's $50 more. So it's wonderful. But anybody out there, how are you feeling, Chris? Do you feel it? And also you, Sylvia?
me personally, what's funny is that as soon as you mentioned, you'll probably feel this in your solar plexus, I was like, oh yeah, because it really felt like that's what was turning. Like, I felt it right there, like right underneath my ribs, just turning. The other funny thing is, I've only gotten to about 4, and that's including the spirit infusion. So I've only done 4, and I felt the most from body number 1 and body number 2. You know, those were like my mountain climbs, you know? But I definitely felt the sample that you just did. So there you have it. I mean, Sylvia, how did it feel for you?
Well, I was just looking over some of the comments here on the fast chat. It's very interesting. We have, let's see, Alina felt pain in the chest. Peter said he felt that in the solar plexus, like you said, Ron. Everett said the first one was upper head area left to right, and the second one felt woozy in the back area. So yeah, it's interesting to just see where it affects people and where they feel it.
Yeah, I still feel a little goofy, slightly myself, just from doing this here. All the energy runs through me, so I'll do one more for you people, so you can get a little better off here. And remember, it might it could take you maybe 5 or 10 minutes, possibly, to have your body readjust. Because your body is now readjusting to a brand new energy that it hasn't had with it. Remember, the energy was not connecting with your spirit and or your body. It was always out of sync with it. So I'll do another body here, and we'll do, remember, your spirit's selecting this body. So you're out of the loop here. Like we say, on the Lightship Healings, there's nothing for you to do. You just sit back and enjoy. If you attempt to do some other kind of modality as you're doing the clearings, it will probably take away from the Lightship Healing. You just want to be just sitting there, doing nothing, and experience the healing. So you don't want to put any more mind energy into it, because that could make it become invalidated as you make it more complicated and add more dark side energies to it, which is from the mind. So here we go. This is another body which your spirit's going to check out. And this one here will be 100 degrees. It feels like it's going to be bodies that are going to be probably at least 500 to 800 degrees out. So here we go. 100 degrees, this is your magnetic body. So going back, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50. Feeling my stomach churning here. Take a little break here. It's like I have a rock in it. 40, 30, 20, 10, and there we go. So that's the magnetic body. Bringing it more back to wholeness here. Not that it's completed all the way, but you will start to feel better, even though it may not be all the way positioned correctly. Now we're going to do the twisted body. So 100 degrees, 90, 80, 70, 60, and 50. And take a little break here. Now, this is why you don't heal. A lot of times you don't heal because these bodies cannot connect with the divine energy, which is your spirit, to actually do the healings on you. So 40, 30, 20, 10, and there. That one's completed. Okay, so back to either one of you two. I'm going to just sit back for a minute here and recoup.
Well, we have Victoria Ann says, felt like an elastic band, more secure on chest, lots of yawning. Thomas said, felt that clearly, drop in the bucket, but still a difference. And Marie R. says, Ron, I did the twisted body a while back with you on the phone. Will I need more?
Yeah, I would say if you did it with me, get on the unlimited for $50. And just start clearing some more and just see what happens. You know, you have to ask your spirit, because they will get sometimes off if the dark side comes in. When I do somebody in person, what I normally do is I'll do the magnetic bodies. Sometimes it takes me about six different settings to do the bodies. I'll first do a person, and maybe I might get 6 to 10 bodies. Then I'll let those settle in for maybe a few days. And then we'll check again. I might do a few more. And, you know, some people I've done up to maybe, like I said, maybe a couple of dozen or so. But, you know, if you have done the session with me, then by all means just get on the unlimited, because your light chip will know what you've done, and they will allow you to do the unlimited clearing there. And just get on there and just have at it. Ask your spirit which ones you, you know, how many more you may have. If you don't know, then just try it. And, you know, you may start to find some more that are there. And just see what happens. And always ask your spirit first. But these bodies, to me, are the reason why people cannot heal, you know, along with other things. But it's a very nice clearing. You can probably feel yourself now how you feel more energy in your body. You might feel maybe a year younger. You might have some pains leave you just by having this clearing here. So it's very, very beneficial. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I was just going to turn it back over to Chris to see if he had any other things that he wanted to say or other topics that he had wanted to get into tonight.
If I could, Ron said something that just struck a chord with me. I really want to speak on it, and that's when he said, this is the reason why you don't heal, because the reunion that I felt from my spirit connecting with my body once the first body had been finished. I mean, it felt like a bunch of islands had just been connected by like a number of very sturdy bridges. Like, and that's, I think that's the reason why I felt the circulatory energy, because everything was finally getting connected in a way that my body needed for healing. So I completely 110% recommend getting in on this and just having at it, like Ron said. So, the next topic that I wanted to bring up is the other new clearing on here, which is the planet star attack removal. Now, I've done the planetary removal, but now I see that it says planet star attack. Ron, can you talk about that clearing right now, or do you still need some more time?
Okay. So after working, you know, quite a while with the planetary clearing, one person asked, what about the stars? So I did some stars a few months ago, and sure enough, there was some energy with the stars. So we put it on the website now. So that's brand new. So you can do both of those. And then you also have, you know, spirit infusion, I believe, on that clearing, too. But it's a way to get these energies off of you that are sending you mind control transmissions that are affecting your body, making you like a robot, and other things. So mainly these are all controlling energies from the beyond, we'll say, that's controlling you. Whether the planet or the star is an ET being, or controlled by an ET race. Maybe it's like a big cell phone tower or something, you know, transmitting stuff to you and everyone else. But regardless, whatever it is, these clearings will work. So you have, I think, 5 clearings for each one. You have one for the planets, and then you also have one for the stars. And that's a wonderful clearing to have also. So back to you, Chris, if you'd like to talk about that. Have you done that one yet?
No, I haven't, but as soon as I do, I will have plenty to say about it.
Can I bring up a couple of fast chat questions real quick?
Sure, go ahead. Sure.
Okay, so this first one is from now, and they're asking or making a comment about how it's kind of hard to keep up with the reasons that we don't heal, and wonders if anybody else can relate to that. Anything that you can address on that subject?
Well, we're on a dark side planet here, so we're trying to uncover some of the reasons. And as we move forward, as the light ship takes away, you know, these energies, we can actually have, you know, better health. And so this is what we're doing, is like kind of discovering what's wrong with humanity here. Remember, the light only works in the now, so they don't know about these things until they start to, we'll say, investigate, because everything is perfect. And until you actually have a problem, they're not going to really recognize it as a problem, because everything is perfect. They feel that you created your own reality. So when we start doing these clearings, we start finding other things that are wrong. This is why when I first started, you know, in 2005, I just had like 4 clearings to do. And so far, it's grown. It's only grown because people kept requesting more and more healings. And this is why we have more and more, because we had to look into each one of these here and find out what's happening and how to help people in their healing process. So it's not that you necessarily need all the clearings that we have, you know. It's what you need, you know, to feel better. And that's up to your spirit. You have to go within to find out what you need. You know, you may want to have all of them, but that's a want. What you need is what you need. And that's the problem, is that, you know, humanity here, you know, has turned, you know, into the darkness arena of mind energy. So that's the true separation from light and dark. And, you know, the people listening to this program, you know, you're choosing to turn back into light, but unfortunately, these blockages are with you. And the blockages are from your ancestors. So what you're dealing with in this lifetime is not necessarily what you created. It's what is created now for you to experience. And you have to get that out of your life if you wish to have better healings, or actually to have a healing. So that's the main thing, is that we're stuck here in darkness. And that's about all that I can say. You know, that's why we have the darkness to light clearing on the website too, under the emergency section, where you can go in there and clear out these dark side beings on it. And that one's a free healing for you. Just go in there and it'll start to release these energies that may want to go to the light. They'll be given a spirit, a soul in their body, so that they can turn into light. And they may be with you because of that. They want to actually come into the light. And maybe you think that you're being bugged by the darkness, but they're actually with you because they have no other way to come into the light. They're trying to share your light with you. So this is kind of how it works. And this is one way you can actually help the darkness out. And by that means, you know, helping yourself. So we have many clearings, many new clearings. We have the spirit barcode online now. That's a new one. I've been doing that off and on. You know, the planet to star courting. That one's a great one to have. That gets you away from the, you know, the planetary energies connecting to you. And, you know, it's kind of up to you to decide which one you want to have. If you want to hear some of the other BBS programs that we have, you can go to the top of the page, and it'll be in green. It'll say more audio. Just click on the drop-down box. We have the Mind to Heart drop there. And then we have some of the BBS shows listed here. And then I have a 5-day sample clearing at the end of it. So this is kind of what you can go to sample some of the energies that we're doing. And the shows are longer shows. I think the first one there, the why you know, you don't heal, why healings are so complicated, I think that's about an hour and a half BBS program. So just take a listen, and you get a little more insight of what's going on with you. So back to you, Sylvia and or Chris.
Okay, Chris, what's next?
I'm guilty of talking with the mute on. let's see. Well, is this still the paranormal? Can we go into the more paranormal topics?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we got about maybe 10 minutes left here, so yeah, we can talk about something like that.
Okay, 10 minutes. Okay, I have a question for you, and this has to do with the gym that I was going to. Now, everyone on this call knows all about the body hoppers. if you will, the critter types and the more, I guess you could say, advanced types. Now, I've noticed that within this circle of members, body hoppers like to look through the eyes of the people to sort of garner your energy and then jump into you to control what it is that you're doing or steal your energy and stuff like that. So do you have any comments about that, Ron?
Yeah, let's just say that for some reason, let's just put it a little different way. Let's say that you're doing something that you really know how to do well. And you see a friend of yours, and the friend's entity that is in them does not like you for some reason. So now you're going to be doing your particular job. Maybe you're taking a test at school. Maybe you're doing some type of performance, type of thing. Maybe you're doing gymnastics. Maybe you're trying to win a bicycle race, or maybe you're swimming or something, and you have to perform perfectly. And one of your friends that's maybe on an opposing team or competing with you sees you, and, you know, you like the person. You know, you're good friends, but the entity that's in them doesn't like you. Or maybe it doesn't like an entity that's in your body. So it goes, I'll fix this person. I want to make them lose. And so they come into you, and they can start and control you and maybe make your body actually work slower. Maybe they can numb your brain out a little bit. So you actually fail at what you're doing, and your performance level went down. And you wonder, gee, what happened? I prepared for this, and I just somehow forgot what I'm doing, or, you know, I just couldn't pull it off. And that's because the entity hopped into you, or entities, and maybe they didn't like each other, and it started to control you. Remember, the entities and all the dark side stuff is just domination and control. And so when you get involved with that by not being in the moment, then these things can affect you. And they can still come into you if you're not fully with your spirit in your body. So if you're just a regular person with 20% of energy with you, then you're under control a lot by people. This is what I think happens to people that have a lot of addictions of anything. They really want to do something. You know, I can probably just kind of like pick on joggers for a second here. So we'll say that you have a jogger that, you know, likes to jog on concrete versus asphalt. Well, and they're hurting themselves because the concrete is so hard. And they have the choice of going on to the asphalt or maybe even going on, you know, to, you know, the grass. But yet they choose to go on to concrete. And you wonder, why are they doing that? Well, maybe the entity inside of them is really pushing them because they want to hurt that body. And so they're doing it, and the person now is always jogging on concrete. So you have to look at the reason behind everything. And what's the common denominator there? So look at your life and just see how you're being maybe sabotaged by these entities. What's happening to you? What's your common denominator? What's their main focus in your life to destroy you in the long run? Remember, these things come into you. It's like road rage. You know, you can be a nice person 1 minute and then get road rage second and then wonder why you did something. It's because the entities hopped in, jumped into you, and all of a sudden you're on this emotional roller coaster ride, or you're doing something that's harmful to your body. Remember, the entities don't care if they kill you or harm you or hurt you. You know, I imagine, people that are daredevils have a lot of those in them because they want to try to prove themselves. And all they're doing is at some point down the road, you know, they're going to have something that's very awful happen to them, if not fatal. But, you know, they might have 100 wins of, you know, win to fame, and the last one, they're no longer around to experience that because, you know, they got taken out. And the darkness is doing that. So I hope I kind of answered your question. So these things can body hop and to cut down your performance and or even try to harm you.
Yeah, completely. And answered several questions and described several scenarios that have taken place with me. And now I know what my common denominator is, so it makes perfect sense.
So let's do some peace energy, I guess, because our show is kind of getting close to a close here. I think we got about 5 minutes left. So if you want to call in to our question and answer time, it'll be starting about straight up on the hour. You can call in a little bit early if you wish. The phone number that you want to call on for the question and answer time, and it's for anybody who wants to call in. And I would like at first to talk to the newcomers if they have any questions. So the phone number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. And the old-timers will say, probably know a lot, and they could also help the newcomers on answering their questions also. And so this is designed for people who just want to have some Q&A and to understand more about the Lightship, you know, why it's here, how it can help you. And I'll give you the number again, 646-519-5800. And I'll bring in some peace energy here, then we'll turn it over to Sylvia here. So watch the light being on your monitor screen. Just scroll down a little ways here. And I'll bring the energy in of peace. And our next show is tomorrow. We'll be on Station 1. And this is will be Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a question from Smile on the fast chat. It's kind of a paranormal topic. So the question is, every morning the light goes on and off and the light bulb is in good condition. Is this an entity trying to communicate with me? And can you send the entity to the light?
Yeah, let's just grab it now here, and if it is there right now, we'll get it here. So there we go. So what we'll do is, in a sense, do the darkness to the light clearing here. So if anybody has any darkness in them, we're going to release this also. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, entities don't always want to go to the light because they're so used to living here, body hopping through millions of people, and this is their stomping ground, we'll say, and they don't want to leave because they're not held accountable for anything. Only you are. So hopefully that one has left you, and yeah, I would say it's an entity. As far as communication with you, that could be correct. It may want to communicate with you, but the only communication that you ever need is your own spirit. So you don't want to get caught into the mind trap to bring something to you. So here comes the peace energy, and you can talk too if you wish, Sylvia. I'll bring that in now in silence here for everybody.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to mention again this weekend is the 8-hour Sunday intensive for anyone who's interested in that. They can email or call Ron about that. And also, if you haven't explored Ron's website in a while, there's a lot of new clearings on there, including some wonderful free clearings like the Mind to Heart Drop, and the emergency healing, and quite a few others. So that's a wonderful opportunity to use that. And anything you'd like to say about this coming Sunday, Ron? I know it's an 8-hour intensive healing session that has to do with clearing out more of the ET parasitic type life forms that rob our energy and prevent healing. But anything in particular that you'd like to mention about it?
Yeah, the last 8 hours you concentrated mainly on the Black Widow energy and the poison that it gave us, so that was quite intensive. quite a lot of peeling took place there. So this Sunday, I don't know where we're going with the clearing, but these are the invisible, energetic life forms that are alien that live with us and cause us harm. So it's a wonderful healing session. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You can send me an email or use PayPal. It's on the website. And hope to see you on that call. It's a wonderful call. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And I'll be on the phone in about 8 minutes here or so for the Q&A. And, yeah, do call in. And if you don't ask a question, the information normally is very nice for everybody to listen to because we always have people asking very, very wonderful questions. So we'll see you all later. And so blessings to all of you. Thank you, Chris, for being a sponsor tonight and sharing your information about those special clearings. So I'll say blessings to all of you and signing off. See you tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Light Ship. Bye, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Blessings.
Thanks.